We're now joined by our winning team of the 5th Annual Chevrolet Silverado 250 at Canadian Tire Motorsport Park. Driver of the number 19, draw tight, Reese Ford, Austin Cindric. Austin, you were up here yesterday celebrating your birthday with the pole. Now you're up here today celebrating a playoff spot with a win. Talk about that last lap, please.
I'd say it's an incredible week for this 19 team. Unload fast right away, not really have to do too much to the truck, just start experimenting right off the bat. So I got to thank Doug for giving me the piece to be able to do that. And obviously, everyone's seen this race. Everyone's seen how it plays out at the end. I'm not sure there was one highlight reel that I didn't see during the week that was somebody getting in the back of somebody to win the race. I hate for it to come down to that. I think it made an easy decision since Kaz already had a win to make it in the playoffs. So for us, it gives us brighter light down at the end of the tunnel and hopefully something to chase after for the rest of the year, because we're in the playoffs, we're contending for the championship, and hopefully we can ride it out and make something happen.
We're also joined by the crew chief of the number 19, Doug Randolph. Doug, can you walk us through the truck that you provided to Austin this weekend and the race strategy today?
Well, it's a new, brand new truck from all the guys at BKR, really focused on this race, built a new truck. It was good right off the bat, so it's hats off to all the guys at shop and everybody that worked on this thing. And in race strategy today, everything was going to play out normal. We failed to do our job on the pit stop. We didn't execute very well. And, you know, racing's a team sport. Sometimes the pit crew bails us out. Sometimes I make a good pit call. Today, Austin put us on his back, and he carried us to victory lane.
And then finally, we're also joined by Jeremy Thompson, general manager for BKR. Jeremy, talk about what it means to the organization to make the playoffs.
This is huge for our organization. Obviously, the past few weeks has been pretty rough around the shop with the announcement that we won't be competing next year. But we, stress the entire team and to the industry that, we're here to finish up this season strong and contend for a championship. And the truck that the guys put together and the drive that Austin put together today just reinforces that. So it's huge for us as an organization, and I just couldn't be more proud of the fight that everyone showed today. And, man, just looking forward to racing for that championship.
We'll open up to questions for the three. We'll go one and then two.
First off, congratulations on the huge win today. Is there any track that you're looking forward to in the chase that is a potential winner for you to get into the final round?
Yeah, I feel like Vegas is probably one circle on Doug's schedule. I mean, they did an awesome job last year finishing 1-2 with BKR, so I feel like that's somewhere we're going to be able to be pretty strong. I recently done a test at Homestead, and I feel comfortable with that racetrack, but you got to go through a lot of hurdles to get to Homestead. So I feel like we have a strong team, and I feel like throughout this season I've learned what it takes to be at the end of a race, and I feel like Doug is the best guy to have when it comes to race strategy and putting me in a position where I can race and try and contend for the win at the end. So I feel like this solidifies our place within this garage area, and hopefully it elevates our performance for the rest of the year.
Austin, do you feel that Kaz is going to try to pay back the favor as you guys go into the playoffs?
Knowing Kaz for as long as I've known him, Kaz would have done the exact same thing to me. I think anyone would have done the exact same thing that I did, and with that being understood, it's just kind of one of those deals. I'm sure he's not happy about it. I took away a race from him pretty cut and dry. If I don't get into the back of him, I don't know if I can pass him cleanly. I think it probably would have taken me 3 laps to work on him. But that's just how this racing is. It's what NASCAR racing demands at this point, because you have to win and you're in, and there's no penalties for getting into people. So it's one of those deals where you got to take it. I wouldn't imagine that it would bother him too much. I mean, it's a win's a win, right? I don't think anyone remembers who's finished second in all the races in the years prior, except for last year. So I don't think it matters too much. I feel like this team deserves it. I feel like I've worked very hard this year to get to the position that I am. And like Jeremy said before, I feel like it's going to revamp everything a lot more in the shop. Like Doug said, that this truck was brand new and purpose-built for this race, this one event, the one road course race that we run, and they built me a brand new truck for it, and I had to carry out my job and win the race.
Do you think you've driven everything, open wheel, these trucks, everything. Do you think that your diversity gave you the awareness in that moment to know what you could pull off and what you couldn't?
Most drivers can dump somebody for a win on the last lap. I think my experience road racing was what was able to get me to 17th to 9th on a restart and 9th to 4th in one lap on a restart. So that experience definitely came into hand. I feel like without that experience, I wouldn't have won today. Without every experience I've had here, without coming here for the first time and winning in 2015 in the Mustang and in IMSA, without that experience, without knowing what it takes to be fast at this racetrack, it's all things put together.
And then just to wrap up for Austin and Doug, can you guys give a little insight with the new format and the win in your in, Austin getting past Noah and then running out of time, you know, kind of what your mindset was going in those last five laps? Did you think you had enough time? And then Doug, how did knowing coming into this weekend that this is a great shot for you guys to get a win and get into the playoffs play into your strategy?
Yeah, Noah's a pretty aggressive racer, and you have to be in this format, and you have to be in the truck series because the races are so short. I knew it wasn't going to be very easy to get by him, and I knew I couldn't waste too much time trying to get by him because I had new tires. So I gave him a few chances to let me through, but I had to use the bumper. I had to get through because I had to chase Kaz down. Like I said before, Kaz did an awesome job trying to stay in front of me on old tires. I give him a lot of credit for that because I ran quite a few guys down a lot quicker than him. But it's just one of those deals that you got that far, so you might as well just keep going. And I wasn't going to give myself another opportunity to try and get by him. I might as well take it if I have it in five.
And, can you share a little insight on how the playoffs weighed into this weekend?
Well, I mean, if you look at it, we've gotten as a team in Austin better and better and better. In the last couple weeks, we've been contending for the win. The problem is our season before the playoffs is so short. Doesn't allow that learning curve to come to full fruition. So with two races left to go, we knew we had to win one of the two. We knew that, you know, this is a place that Austin comes in with a ton of confidence, and that makes a difference. You know, if we don't execute and put him back in 16th and he doesn't have the confidence, you know, coming in that he can mow back through, then we don't have a shot of winning. And I think, you know, we've talked about it. It wasn't just today and it wasn't just during the race. We know the situation we're in, and if we had an opportunity to win a race, we had to figure out a way to take that opportunity.
All right. We're all set, gentlemen. Congratulations on the win and making the playoffs.
Thank you.